Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Initial filings for unemployment benefits in Montana rose in the week ending last Saturday compared to the week before, increasing to 563, up from 509. U.S. unemployment claims dropped to 207,000 last week, down 5,000 from 2012,000. Rhode Island saw the largest percentage increase in weekly claims, while the Virgin Islands saw the largest percentage drop. Saturday from 3 to 7, there'll be a fundraising event for the Montana Youth Diabetes Alliance at the Missouri River Brewing Company in East Helena. It was co-founded in 2019 by Tonya Furman, who has had type 1 diabetes since she was 9 years of age.
We've done spaghetti fundraisers, Virginia City raffle ticket fundraising. Those have been some of our other initiatives that we've done. And this will be our first silent auction. We're incredibly excited. We have amazing items.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
A $1.8 million bond issue is on the ballot to restore a building of Kalispell's Smith Valley School that was gutted to remove mold and asbestos. Closing the building displaced around 60 students in the two kindergarten classrooms and two first grade classrooms. The original one-room schoolhouse was built in 1910, with one classroom added in 1941 and three in 1965. Republican candidate for superintendent of public instruction Cheryl Allen has been charged with misdemeanor obstruction of a peace officer or other public servant in Madison County Justice Court. Her bond was set at $335, and her initial appearance to face the charges is scheduled for May 7th. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has dug its last pit latrine on the Smith River after 40 years and 1,200 completed. Starting this year, floaters are required to carry their excrement with them. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.